I remember sitting there, we're looking at the bananas and kind of joking around about who's going to eat the banana.
This is Hypothesis, WNYC's look at science in our area. I'm Alec Hamilton. Since 2007, a disease first found in New York has been decimating bats.
Bats are dying across North America. Nearly 6 million have been lost since 2007. The state of
White-nose syndrome is a fungus that attacks the animals as they hibernate, covering their wings and their muzzles in a fuzzy white mold. Fewer bats means more mosquitoes and other insects. In agricultural areas, that also means more pesticides on crops. Now, for the first time, a treatment is showing promise. And the idea came from a 25-year-old in a crowded, messy lab.
Wires everywhere, fungal cultures out on bench tops.
That's Chris Corneliuson. In 2006, he was a new PhD student, sharing a lab with several others at Georgia State University. One group using the lab was testing ways to delay the ripening of fruit using a bacteria called Rhodococcus rhodochris. Corneliuson says the white fuzzy mold on some untreated bananas reminded him of photos he'd seen of bats with the disease.
And that's really when sort of the wheels started turning.
If Rhodococcus could prevent mold growth on a banana, maybe it could also prevent it on a bat. He started testing his idea in the lab with extremely successful results. Now he and his team have partnered with the U.S. Forest Service to put the bacteria in bat habitats. So far, the exposure appears to slow the spread of the disease substantially.
Certainly myself, our research team, and most of the White-nose syndrome community are very hopeful.
The bat's best chance for survival, maybe thanks to fuzzy bananas and an open mind.
I think some of the greatest discoveries occur in that way. It's just the right place at the right time and being observant.
I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.